Walker County Animal Control is asking for the public's help after a troubling case of animal abandonment in Rossville. Officers say a dog was found Tuesday evening, left inside a pet carrier near the busy intersection of Schmidt and West Cloud Springs Roads. Authorities reported a handwritten note was attached to the carrier, indicating the owner no longer wanted the dog. Animal Control is now working to identify the person responsible and is urging anyone who recognizes the dog or has any information about the incident to come forward. Anyone with information is asked to contact Walker County Animal Control at 706-924-0053. State Senate District 53 candidate Jack Zibluck has announced he is suspending campaign activities following a medical emergency involving fellow candidate Lanny Thomas. Zibluck says the move will pause phone banking, canvassing, and new campaign materials as Thomas recovers from emergency surgery. He emphasized the importance of giving voters and the community time to support Thomas during his recovery. Zibluck called Thomas a dedicated public servant and says he looks forward to resuming the campaign when appropriate. Authorities report multiple arrests in Walker County, including several facing serious felony charges. 32-year-old Derek Allen Fervson was booked on a probation violation. 39-year-old Carolyn Lynn Snyder was arrested as a fugitive from justice. In a more serious case, 34-year-old Shaquan Nathaniel Moore faces charges including cruelty to children, battery, simple battery, and criminal trespass. And 44-year-old Luke Andrew Nix was arrested on charges of family violence, battery, and third-degree cruelty to children. A surge in requests for body camera footage and mugshots is prompting changes at the Walker County Sheriff's Office as Georgia lawmakers weigh new limits on access to law enforcement records. Sheriff Steve Wilson says the growing volume, largely driven by websites and social media, has strained resources, leading the department to add a certified deputy to handle requests. Meanwhile, a bill moving through the state legislature would require in-person requests, notarized documents, and specific identification of individuals in the records. Supporters say it protects reputations, while critics argue it could limit public access and transparency. The measure now heads to the Georgia House. You can find details on these stories and more on our website, discoverwalker.com. I'm John Sparks, Georgia 93.7 and Lafayette's own AM 1590 WQCH.